Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. And we have a special guest today, Rob Ziv. Rob Ziv is the Director of Business Development from Almo Pro AV. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you? Great to be here.
Doing well. Last week, you and I were on a webinar together talking about audio and sort of what's going on in audio, because a lot of people might not know the focus of my webinar was all about how the money's being made in audio, even though the glitz is in video. And I think that, you know, integrators in the know have known this for years. And you can actually go watch or listen to that webinar by going to almoproav.com and then click on education and webinars. And you can actually re-listen to that. But one of the things I touched on in there, which sparked a lot of conversation, Rob, was this whole movement towards the network, not just video, but audio already being there. How much of that has Almo experienced?
Well, we've actually seen it quite a bit. In fact, and it's coming up more and more on a regular basis. We're seeing it come up in opportunities that our customers are working on of a variety of sizes, whether it is even a basic conference room opportunity where somebody perhaps has a number of microphones that they need to be able to get back to a centralized location, but they don't have enough capacity in the conduit to be able to pull a whole bunch of cables, and they need to be able to send all these signals using a single cable. So we see it coming up in there. We also see it coming up in projects where folks maybe need to distribute audio throughout an entire office or perhaps even an entire campus. So it's coming up more and more frequently across the board.
And I mean, obviously, I would think that mostly what you're seeing is Dante, since that's sort of the adopted sort of standard that everyone's using. Over 200 manufacturers, over 1,000 products already shipping now integrated with Dante. Networking. Are you seeing any compatibility issues between products there at all?
We have not seen any compatibility issues come up. Quite frankly, while there is, you know, some other transport protocols that are out there or methodologies that are out there, Dante and Audinate have done such a great job of creating a consistent platform and solution that encompasses everything from the interface that the integrator looks at through to the equipment that it plugs into, that the compatibility issues that we run into have been slim to none, quite frankly.
And you have some big companies that you're supporting audio-wise. You obviously have Harman and all their brands. Go ahead and go over some of the big brands and sort of what segments they fall into.
Okay, sure, absolutely. So we do have the entire Harman product family that includes AKG, Crown, DBX, BSS, JBL, and some others in there. Primarily, while Harman covers a wide variety of the market, we're primarily seeing those products going into conference room applications and distributed audio applications, some production-based environments, house of worship, auditoriums, things along those lines, particularly with things like Soundcraft and their consoles. On the Bose side of things, we are seeing that also in a number of distributed audio opportunities. We have done a number of projects that have involved assistive living and large campuses that we've worked with in there. We do a bit with Atlas. We do a bit with, we've done quite a bit with Listen Technologies. And in fact, in many of the locations where we're using any of the other, manufacturer solutions, Listen Technologies comes into play because of ADA requirements. So that's been wonderful. And actually we've seen a lot of momentum also, not just because of ADA with Listen Technologies, but because of some of the solutions that they have for distributing audio via Wi-Fi so that folks can use their own devices in things like gyms or health facilities to be able to listen to the entertainment that's being provided there. Are just, you know, a couple of the products.
Yeah, and in fact, museums are also using that product as well from Listen as audio narration for a museum, to walk through a museum. But did you notice or happen to notice what QSC launched at ISE?
Which item in particular?
The fact that they took their software, their entire control software, and offloaded it onto Dell server and showed it without the hardware attached to it. Did you happen to notice that?
I did see that. I didn't get very far into it, but I did see that there was an announcement on that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting to watch, because although there, it's sort of a, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the way people are going to go. What it is showing is that you can literally offload everything onto third-party network products and not have to use any of the AV processing is what they're showing there, and that the value proposition then becomes in selling the service rather than the hardware. They were showing sort of a proof of concept. They're using a Dell server to show that you could not only manage signal routing and distribution, but also control through the same platform. And I think that's the direction audio is going to. Don't you agree that audio is going to be the first to go that direction before video because of the bandwidth intensiveness?
Oh,
of
absolutely.
Video?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about something like, you know, being able to send 64 channels of uncompressed full bandwidth audio across a standard network and not even be touching a small percentage of the available bandwidth on that network, I mean, audio certainly makes a lot of sense in that regard.
So I think the user interface then becomes the key, right? Because once you've got the audio just sitting there on the network, the ability to peel it off in a really simple way, because most people in a meeting room environment are still going to want some sort of interface, whether it be a push button panel or something that they know that when I hit this button, it's going to happen, not necessarily load an app or launch a web page. Do you agree with that, or what is your thought on that, or what are you saying?
I would absolutely agree. I think that, you know, both from the end user perspective and also from the integrator perspective, I think that is very valid. I think absolutely that end users, it has to be simple for them. They're not really caring. They don't really care what's happening behind the scenes. They just want it to be able to work. So their interface has to be extremely easy. And there are integrators that are still finding their comfort zone when it comes to anything that might have an RJ45 jack on it. And it's going to need to be easy for them. And, you know, from what you've described with QSC, it sounds like that's the direction things are going. And also when we you know, think back to Audinate and Dante, that's one of the reasons why I believe that it has, that Dante has just taken off compared to some of the other, methodologies that are out there, because they have created an interface that is not just reliable, but it's easy. It's actually very easy when it comes to integrate for integrators. They don't have to get hung up on the networking side of it. The interface for Dante Controller is very simple. They can, when they're done, they can disconnect, you know, the computer that has Dante Controller on it and just let things run on the network and still have the flexibility with the equipment that's there to be able to be controlled by third-party control systems.
Yeah, I think that this a good way to see all this is if you are in the Chicago area on March 22nd, Almo has the E4 AV tour stop in March, and then in April it'll be in San Jose, which we'll talk about in a later podcast. But all the manufacturers you mentioned here will be there, and QSC hopefully will bring that server, because I think that's kind of interesting to see and understand the direction. But that audio webinar I did last week, I think it's very effective in helping to understand or put in perspective, sort of, even with all this new technology, sort of the state of the audio industry is still one that is profitable and very reliable. And but the better part of that, I think, is the fact that it's a good way for you to see the future of how video distribution is going to be done. It's the way audio is being done now. It's going to require a lot more bandwidth, as you mentioned, but it sure does give you a glimpse of the future.
Absolutely, and I have to echo something that you mentioned related to the webinar, which is that a lot of folks are still learning, or perhaps not even aware of the opportunity that exists with an audio. This was new information for me, by the way, but it has been reinforced by when I'm working with folks on video designs and I start asking about the opportunities. They have not. All of them have not gone and talked to their customers about audio. I'm finding more and more that folks. Have spent a lot of their time on video, have not looked at the audio side of it, and are quite frankly leaving money on the table.
Right, exactly. I think we get in, like we said, started this podcast with, we get caught up in the glitz of video, but audio is always there, and there's a great opportunity to make money on it because it is more profitable. And I gave some very specific statistics about that. If you want to watch that webinar or even just listen to it, all you have to do is go to almoproev.com, click on education, click on webinars, and you can actually go listen to it. So, Rob, thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary. It's always a pleasure.
And Rob's the Director of Business Development for Almo Pro AV. Almo Pro AV won for at least the last 3 or 4 years the Reader's Rave Reader's Choice Award for Favorite Distributor. Certainly their show is by far the best distributor road show there is in the industry right now, at least in North America. And you can learn more about Almo Pro AV at almoproav.com. Thanks, and have a great day.